Greeting Creakers. Well, it will be Good Friday by the time you can read this, and most of you will be looking forward to a long weekend. Easter and Passover are important religious holidays for some, and for others it is a chance to celebrate spring, and we borrow religious and pagan traditions from all over to do it. The Easter bunny, chicks, decorated eggs, chocolate, egg hunts and hot cross buns, to name just a few. As a child, Easter marked our first family camping trip of the year, and our egg hunts were on wild West Coast beaches or in deep forests. As an adult in the creek with my own children, our celebration always revolved around Easter Sunday at Debbie's. For years, she opened her house and property for a community potluck brunch and Easter egg hunt. People would gradually trickle in with trays of hot cross buns, ham, quiches, asparagus, and smoked salmon. Someone was on coffee, someone else was pouring mimosas, and dozens of kids all ran around outside among the chickens hunting eggs and muddying their Easter outfits. It was spring, and people would appear who you hadn't seen all winter, and sometimes with surprising new partners. It was a different time, and I mention it because I know that this story will bring back fond memories for many of you. So it's a long weekend, and if you are in the mood for stepping out but staying local, the Legion has you covered. Tonight is Brain Freeze Trivia Night. If you haven't been, it's fun, but be warned, people take their trivial knowledge seriously. You can bring a team, of less than six, or show up and join one. It starts at 7 p.m. and costs $5. After you have worn out those little gray cells, you can stay and enjoy the contingency, who will entertain you with an acoustic mix of roots, rhythm and twang. On Saturday night, Matchbox Blues is coming from Vancouver. Tickets $10 and $15. During the week, it's the Ukulele Groove on Tuesday, open mic on Wednesday, and this week's Thursday Night Jazz will feature the Organics. There is just so much music going on at the Legion. Kudos to the organizers of all this. Speaking of organizing, there is an ongoing call out for conscious vendors, food vendors, info booths and volunteers for Earth Day. That's on April 22nd. Contact hall manager at robertscreekcommunity.ca. Here's a couple of events that you might want to plan ahead for. Roberts Creek writer and journalist Heather Kahn will be launching her new book, No Letter in Your Pocket, a book on the subject of incest and forgiveness. At the Sunshine Coast Arts Center on April 15, 7 p.m. Also on April 15, a new group featuring familiar faces will be playing at the Gumboot Cafe. Creakers Kaya Nielsen and Mark Lebel, Bits of String, have teamed up with Simon Parody and Paul Dwyer to form Them Ordinary Things, combining tumbleweed harmonies and rootsy soul. Doors open at 7 and they will play at 8 p.m. $15 at the door. I hope you all have a lovely long weekend that involves some chocolate eggs. In closing, I would like to mention the BC Timber Sales is planning to clear-cut TA0521 this summer. This is an area of low-elevation forest that slopes down to residential properties in Roberts Creek. At the publication of this column, a Zoom meeting on this subject has already taken place, but if you have concerns you can write to bcts.sunshinecoast@gov.bc.ca. Write to me, mouncyyvonne@gmail.com.